when I arrived, it looked like, because of the nature of the collapse, what was ultimately a pancake collapse, so there was very few voids created. So in our estimation, it was mainly a recovery effort. The assumption was that everybody in the building at that time would be deceased. But we still have to work very carefully for two reasons, in case somebody is alive, and secondly, out of respect for the person that's deceased and their family. One of the victims that we did remove, as I said, we're very careful to make sure that that we do everything we can to respect the individual, even if they're deceased, and respect their body. And we had to use cranes to assist us in removing the debris because of the size and the weight of the debris. And one of the victims was caught in the crane when they were removed. But as we're actually working, I think that we're so task-driven, we're really not thinking about the magnitude of what's going on. We're just trying to do everything we can to get the people out and to save as many people as we possibly can. But I think between hours and days and weeks after an incident is when it really starts hitting people, when they have time to sit back and reflect on what had occurred. Really hard to describe exactly how it affects you. We rarely have very frank conversations about different issues that occur, and that's somewhat problematic because it would probably serve some purpose, but it's difficult. It's difficult for people to talk about when not just this building collapse, but all kinds of incidences we respond to, and we see and deal with things that people shouldn't have to see and deal with daily.